Section 12 Kurzweil 1000 Menus.
This section presents menus and their content. Additional information is included for certain advanced functions and features. To access the Kurzweil 1000 menus, press Alt, then the mnemonic for the menu name and item. For example, Alt plus F for the file menu. Some items have keyboard shortcuts and a number of items open dialog boxes.
12.1 File Menu.
Press Alt plus F to go to the file menu, then use the mnemonic for the operation you want to perform, and for new. The keyboard shortcut is Ctrl plus NO for open. The keyboard shortcut is Ctrl plus O opens the file dialog. C for close. Visible only if file is open. The keyboard shortcut is F4. S for save. Visible only if file is open. The keyboard shortcut is Ctrl plus SA for save as. Visible only if file is open. Opens the file dialog. Go to subsection 12.1.2 for additional details. T for save partially visible only if file is open. Opens a dialog. Go to subsection 12.1.3 for additional details. D for delete. Opens the file dialog. F for favorites. Opens the favorites dialog. V for add to favorites. Visible only if file is open. P for print. Visible only if file is open. The keyboard shortcut is Ctrl plus PI for find and open. Go to subsection 12.1.1 for additional details. M for summarize. Visible only if file is open. Opens the dialog. Type the subject or subjects. L for launch. Has a submenu. Go to subsection 12.1.4 for additional details. U for utilities. Has a submenu. Go to subsection 12.1.5 for additional details. E for send to. Has a submenu. Go to subsection 12.1.7 for additional details. R for properties. Visible only if file is open. Opens the file properties dialog. Y recently opened. Has a submenu. Go to subsection 12.1.8 for additional details. Export exit.
January 1st 12. Finding and opening a file.
Alt plus F, then letter I opens the find and open dialog. In the dialog, type the word or words to search for. To change the directory, go to the look under list, Alt plus L. To specify search for file name or contents of a file, use the look at list, Alt plus K. Other options in this dialog include the case sensitivity list, Alt plus S, and the match requirements list, Alt plus M. To go to the results list, press Alt plus R.
January 2nd 12. Saving file to another folder or changing file name or format.
Alt plus F, then letter A opens the file dialog. To save the file to another folder, type the entire path name in the file name text box. To change the file name, type the new name in the file name text box. To save the file in another format, press the Tab key to go to the format list and select the desired format. Kurzweil 1000 supports the following file formats: text, Word Perfect for Windows, Braille Grade 2, DAISY, HTML, HTML3, KES, MS Excel, MS Word for Windows, and RTF. Select the other option for other file formats.
January 3, 12. Saving partial documents or range of pages.
Alt plus F, then T opens the Save Partially dialog. There are two ways to save partial documents, by selected text or by a range of pages. To save selected text as a new document, select the text, then in the Save Partially dialog, press Enter to open the file dialog. Type a new name. To save a range of pages to a new document, in the Save Partially dialog, type the first page to print. Press Tab, then type the last page to print. Press Enter to open the file dialog. Type a new name.
January 4th, 12. Launching applications.
Alt plus F, then L displays the launch submenu, which contains the following items. Add, mnemonic A. Change, C. Delete, D. Appointment calendar, M. Calculator, L. Photocopier, P. Fax, 10. Applications that you add also appear in this menu. Alt plus H in any Kurzweil 1000 application provides online help.
January 5th, 12. Working with file utilities.
Alt plus F, then U displays the utilities submenu which has three items when no file is open, copy, mnemonic C move, M margined open, G. If a file is open, it contains the following additions. Extract image, E. Extract all images, X. Remove image from page, R. Remove all images from file, I. Remove layout information from file, L. Remove page headers and footers, H. Create audio files, T. Audio spooler monitor, O. Convert bookmarks to notes, mnemonic V.
January 6th, 12. Creating a WAV, MP3 or DAISY file.
Create an audio file from an entire document or from selected text. Alt plus F, then U, then T opens the audio file dialog. To specify a range of pages to process, use the up slash down arrow to select the pages option, then type the from into pages. To choose the audio format, press Alt plus R and use the up slash down arrow key. To specify the destination folder, Alt plus D. To browse for the destination folder, press Alt plus B, which opens the file dialog. It's also possible to specify the following: bookmarks as separators, Alt plus B, bookmark level to use, Alt plus V, pages per audio file, Alt plus P, and audio quality, Alt plus A. To monitor the audio file creation process, press Alt plus F, then U, then O.
January 7th, 12. Sending files.
Alt plus F, then plus E displays the send to submenu. When a file is open, the submenu contains send current document, mnemonic C and send other document, O. When a file is not open, the file dialog opens. Select a file, then in the devices list, select send to.
January 8th, 12. Finding recently opened files.
Alt plus F, then Y displays the recently opened submenu, which may contain names of up to 10 files you recently opened. Use mnemonics 1 through 9 to select which you want to open, 1 being the most recent.
12.2. Edit menu.
The edit menu is visible only if a file is open. Press Alt plus E, then one of the following mnemonics, U for undo. The keyboard shortcut is Ctrl plus ET for cut. The keyboard shortcut is Ctrl plus XC for copy. The keyboard shortcut is Ctrl plus CP for paste. The keyboard shortcut is Ctrl plus VG for cut page. S for paste page. A for select all. The keyboard shortcut is Ctrl plus AF for find. The keyboard shortcut is Ctrl plus FN for find next. The keyboard shortcut is F3. V for find previous. The keyboard shortcut is Shift plus F3. R for replace. The keyboard shortcut is Ctrl plus HM for mark a position. The keyboard shortcut is Ctrl plus MO for format. Has a submenu that contains font, mnemonic F, and paragraph, PE for create a note. Keyboard shortcut, Ctrl plus Shift plus QB for table. Has a submenu. L for fill a field. Keyboard shortcut, Ctrl plus F3. Opens one or more in a series of forms fill out dialogs. I for insert a signature.
February 1st, 12. Creating and editing tables.
Alt plus E, then B displays the table submenu. To create a table, press mnemonic I for insert a table. Type the number of columns, press tab and type the number of rows. Table editing functions on the table submenu are, insert a row above, mnemonic A insert a row below, B insert a column to the left, L insert a column to the right, R delete entire row, O delete entire column, C delete entire table, D select entire table, S.
February 2nd, 12. Converting text to a table.
Each row that you want for the resulting table must be a separate paragraph with a hard return. Indicate columns by inserting tabs. Select the text to be included in the table by using the Shift plus right and down arrow key method. Then press Alt plus E, then B, then T to convert to table.
February 3rd, 12. Converting a table to text.
With the cursor in the table, press Alt plus E, then B, then V.
February 4th, 12. Filling in a form.
To fill in a form after you have scanned as a form, choose Fill a Field from the Edit menu, Alt plus E, then L, or Ctrl plus F3. The Form Fill dialog opens with the first set of fields, if there are more than 5 fields. Kurzweil 1000 announces each field's label and contents. To go to the next dialog, Alt plus N. To go back to the previous dialog, Alt plus B. Note, both these actions save any changes you have made in the current dialog. The following are additional Form Fill functions, to move among the fields in the dialogs, Tab and Shift plus Tab. To hear the state of a field, F7. For additional information, such as whether a text field has multiple lines, press Shift plus F7. To hear the recognized text found near the field, Ctrl plus X. For additional text, press Ctrl plus X. In a checkbox field, use the up or down arrow to select the desired choice. In a field with multiple lines, use Ctrl plus Enter to end one line and begin another. To save edits in the Form Fill dialog and close the dialog, press Enter. Your cursor returns to the open document. To close the dialog without saving edits, press the Escape. To display the image of the form with the fields filled in, Ctrl plus W. To return to the form document from the image, press Escape. To add a signature file, ensure that your cursor is in the desired field and that the field is a text box, then press Ctrl plus up or down arrow until you reach the desired signature file. Go to the section entitled, Creating a Signature File for additional details. When you have completed filling in a form, use the Save function to save the document. To print the image file containing the contents of the fields you have filled out, select Yes for the Use Images option in the Print dialog. Note, if you have some vision or have a sighted assistant, you can use Show Image from the Tools menu to fill out the form.
February 5th, 12. Inserting a signature file.
You can insert a signature in any document or in any form field. For details on adding a signature to a form field, go to the section entitled, Filling in a Form. To insert a signature file into a document, place the cursor where you want to insert the signature, then choose Insert Signature from the Edit menu Alt plus E, then I.
12.3. Folder menu.
Press Alt plus L, then one of the following mnemonics, N for new. Opens the dialog. C for change. Opens the dialog. The cursor is in the folder tree. D for delete. Opens the dialog. The cursor is in the folder tree. F for favorites. Opens the dialog. A for add current folder to favorites list. H for document home. Visible only if no file is open. R for properties. Opens folder properties dialog.
12.4. Scan menu.
Press Alt plus S, then one of the following mnemonics. S for start new scan. The keyboard shortcut is F9. P for scan repeatedly. The keyboard shortcut is Control plus F9. M for scan as a form. R for rescan page. Visible only if file is open. I for insert scan. Visible only if file is open. C for re-recognize page. Visible only if file is open. A for re-recognize all pages. Visible only if file is open. E for re-recognize as a form. Visible only if file is open. F for flip sides. Opens the dialog. O for optimize scanning. Opens the dialog. G for optimize recognition. Opens the dialog. C for create a signature file.
April 1st 12. Flipping sides for double-sided pages.
This is necessary when using the automatic document feeder but can also be an option when not using one.
Scan odd-numbered pages first in ascending order. Then flip sides and scan the matching even-numbered pages in descending order. Note, the scanning mode on the scanning settings must be set to scan and recognize or image scanning only. April 2nd, 12. Optimizing scanner settings.
Alt plus S, then O opens the Optimize Scanner Settings dialog. Settings include the following, which are all lists with the options Optimize and Do Not Optimize. Thresholding, Alt plus T, Brightness, Alt plus B, Resolution, Alt plus R, Speckle Removal, Alt plus K, Text Quality, Alt plus Q, Engine, Alt plus N.
April 3rd, 12. Optimizing Recognition Settings.
Alt plus S, then O opens the Optimize Recognition Settings dialog. By default, Kurzweil 1000 finds the best text quality and engine settings. When optimization is complete, press Enter to keep the newly recognized page or Escape to discard it. Notes, keep images setting in general settings must be enabled.
April 4th, 12. Creating a signature file.
First, write your signature in the upper left portion of a blank piece of paper, making sure it is not too close to the edges. Choose Create a signature file from the scan menu Alt plus S, then C. Place the paper on the scanner following directions from Kurzweil 1000, and press Enter to start the scan. A dialog appears displaying the signature. Increase or decrease magnification in this dialog by using Control plus up or down arrow. To accept a signature, press Enter. To discard the current signature, press Escape. Next, name the signature file. If you would rather overwrite an existing signature file, use the up slash down arrows to select the desired one. For information on inserting a signature file into a document, go to Section 12.2.5 Inserting a Signature File. For details on adding a signature to a form field, go to the section entitled, Filling in a Form.
12.5. Read menu.
The read menu is visible only if a file is open. Press Alt-R, then one of the following mnemonics, S for start reading. The keyboard shortcut is F5. W for start browsing. The keyboard shortcut is Shift plus F5. R for rewind by unit. The keyboard shortcut is F6. C for read current unit. The keyboard shortcut is F7. F for forward by unit. The keyboard shortcut is F8. L for spell. The keyboard shortcut is Control plus Li for increase reading speed. The keyboard shortcut is F12. E for decrease reading speed. The keyboard shortcut is F11. Y say selection. The keyboard shortcut is Control plus Y and read a note. The keyboard shortcut is Control plus Q.
12.6. Navigation menu.
Press Alt plus T, then one of the following mnemonics, G for go to page. The keyboard shortcut is Control plus G. B for go to bookmark. The keyboard shortcut is Control plus R.
Opens the bookmark dialog. Additional details are in section 5.3.
L for select a link. The keyboard shortcut is Control plus F7. Opens the link dialog. Additional details are in section 5.4. A for activate a link. The keyboard shortcut is Shift plus Enter. P for go to last position. The keyboard shortcut is Control plus F5. E for set user page number. Opens the set page number dialog. Type the new page number for the current page. U for unset user page number. K for create a bookmark. The keyboard shortcut is Control plus B. Additional details are in section 5.5. L create a link. The keyboard shortcut is Control plus Shift plus F7. Additional details are in section 5.5.
12.7. Settings menu.
Press Alt plus T, then one of the following mnemonics. Additional details are available in section 13, Kurzweil 1000 settings. E for voices settings dialog. S for scanning settings dialog. C for recognition settings dialog. R for reading settings dialog. G for general settings dialog. D for display settings dialog. M for scanner margin settings dialog. F for configuration settings dialog. Y for verbosity settings dialog. N for conversion settings dialog. V for save settings. Opens the settings file name dialog. Type the name of the file to which you want to save the settings. You can also select the name from the file name list. P for save partial settings. Opens the save partial settings dialog. More details follow in Section 12.7.1, Saving Partial Settings. L for Load Settings. Opens the Settings Files dialog. Use the list to select the file to load. T for Delete Settings. Opens the Settings Files dialog. Use the list to select the file to delete. B for Backup Settings. Opens the File dialog. Select the desired folder and file or type a new file name. O for Restore Settings. Opens the File dialog. Select the desired folder and file.
July 1st, 12. Saving Partial Settings.
The Save Partial Settings feature makes certain settings available throughout Kurzweil 1000. After making changes to settings, press Alt plus T, then P to open the Save Partial Settings dialog. From the category to save list, select one of the settings categories, miscellaneous, conversion, voices, scanning, recognition, reading, general, display, scanner margins, configuration, verbosity, and launch items. Press the Tab key to go to the settings files list and select one or more files to which you want to save the settings.
12.8. Tools menu.
Press Alt plus O, then one of the following mnemonics, A for apply corrections. Visible only if file is open. More details are in section 12.8.3 below. K for check spelling. Visible only if file is open. The keyboard shortcut is Ctrl plus K. Go to section 8.4 proofreading. E for edit corrections. Opens the edit corrections dialog. More details are in section 12.8.2 below. S for edit spell checker word list. Opens the dialog. The cursor is in the word list. To add a new word, Alt plus A. To delete a word, select it from the list, then Alt plus DP for edit pronunciations. Opens the dialog. The cursor is in the word list. To add a new word, Alt plus A. To test the pronunciation, Alt plus T. To delete a word, select it from the list, then Alt plus D. And for new pronunciation, the keyboard shortcut is Ctrl plus Shift plus N opens the dialog. The cursor is in the word to be spoken box. Type the word. Press Tab to go to the pronunciation box and type the new pronunciation. To test the pronunciation, Alt plus TR for recognize currency. The keyboard shortcut is Shift plus F9. Opens the dialog. Alt plus R to go to select from the country list. To scan again, Alt plus SG for generate bookmarks. Visible only if file is open. Opens the dialog. Type the subject, press Enter. T for what time is it? The keyboard shortcut is Ctrl plus TF for select corrections file. Opens the select corrections list dialog. More details are in section 12.8.1 below. D for define a word. The keyboard shortcut is Ctrl plus TU for use the thesaurus. The keyboard shortcut is Shift plus F7. O for recognition statistics. Has a submenu when a file is open. More details are in section 12.8.4 below. L for explore layout. Visible only if file is open. Opens the dialog. More details are in section 12.8.5. W for show image. Visible only if file is open. The keyboard shortcut is Ctrl plus W opens the dialog. Keep images must be enabled in the general settings. Press F1 for help. Use F5 to start and stop reading. I for ranked spelling. Visible only if file is open. Opens the ranked spelling dialog. More details are in section 12.8.6. CCD writing tasks. Visible only if your system has a CD burner and is running Windows 2003, Windows XP or more recent operating system.
August 1st, 12. Creating a new corrections list.
Corrections lists let you apply predefined corrections throughout a document. Alt plus O, then F opens the Select a Corrections File dialog. Type the name of the new file you want. Press Enter. Next, press Alt plus O, then E to open the Edit Corrections dialog. Press Alt plus A to add a new word to be corrected. Press Enter. Type the replacement.
August 2nd, 12. Editing a corrections list.
Alt plus O plus E opens the Edit Corrections dialog. Select a word from the find list Alt plus F, then type its replacement in the Replace with box Alt plus H. You can also enable case sensitivity Alt plus S. Alt plus A lets you add a new word and replacement. To delete a word and its replacement, select it from the find list then press Alt plus D.
August 3rd, 12. Applying corrections to a document.
To apply a corrections list to a document, open the document, select a corrections file Alt plus O, then F, then choose Apply Corrections Alt plus O, then A.
August 4th, 12. Obtaining recognition statistics.
Recognition statistics provide reports on the performance of the character recognition process. The statistics can help inform scanning settings and optimization decisions. When a file is open, the recognition statistics submenu contains the following items, each of which opens a dialog. Last page, mnemonic L, for statistics on the last page. Cumulative, C, for statistics about all the pages. Poorly recognized pages, P, for a list of those pages in the document that were poorly recognized. Use the Tab and Shift plus Tab keys to navigate the statistics.
August 5th, 12. Exploring layout.
Be sure keep layout information setting of the general settings dialog is enabled. In the Explore Layout dialog, a text box contains a brief summary of the page's regions. Press Tab to go to the data table that describes the regions in detail. Use table reading commands.
August 6, 12. Using ranked spelling.
Ranked spelling provides statistics that help you assess how much of a file, particularly a large one, is correctly spelled. Alt plus O, then I opens the ranked spelling dialog. After the message indicating the percentage of the word spelled correctly, use the Tab key to go to the list of misspelled words. To correct a word, select it from the list. Press Tab then type your correction. It's also possible to, hear the word spelling, Ctrl plus L, ignore the word Alt plus I, add it as is to the word list, Alt plus D, replace all, Alt plus A, search for a word in the list, Ctrl plus F, set properties such as capitalization, partial numbers, and prefixes and suffixes by pressing Alt plus P. Press F1 for help.
August 7th, 12. Writing files to a CD.
If your system has a CD burner and is running Windows 2003, Windows XP or more recent operating system, you can find the CD writing task submenu from the Tools menu by pressing Alt plus O, then C. The general procedure follows. Be sure you have a writable CD in the CD burner. If you have multiple CD drives that can write CDs, press L from the CD writing task submenu to select a drive, otherwise go to the next step. Add files to the queue by pressing A from the CD writing task submenu. In the file dialog, select the desired folder, file or files. Lastly, start writing the files to the CD by pressing W from the CD writing task submenu. To obtain status before you begin writing to CD, press S from the CD writing task submenu. You may hear some or all of the following information: total size of the files, whether or not a CD is in the drive, and how much free space is available on a CD. To remove files from the queue, press R from the CD writing task submenu. To erase all the files from a CD, press E. To directly write the contents of a folder to a CD without first adding those contents to a queue, press D from the CD writing task submenu. Note, the selected drive is a saveable setting. For information on saving settings, go to the subsection entitled Settings menu in this guide.
12.9. Online menu.
Press Alt plus N, then one of the following mnemonics. Once Kurzweil 1000 returns results, select the file or files you want to download. S for search for books. Opens a dialog. Alt plus S to specify what to search by, type or author. Alt plus C to type in contents to search for. Alt plus T to select and deselect websites to search. L for look through the bookshelves. Go to the description for search for books. M search for magazines. Opens the dialog. Alt plus C to type in contents to search for. Alt plus F to select beginning month, then tab to type in the year. Alt plus O to select ending month, then tab to type in the year. Alt plus T to select and deselect websites to search. C for search the classic literature CD. Go to the description for search for books above. E for use an encyclopedia. Opens the dialog. Type in a keyword or phrase. Press Tab to select an encyclopedia from the list. N for news from KESI. Opens the dialog. Kurzweil 1000 searches for items from Kurzweil Educational System, Incorporated. Press Tab to go to the items for download list and make a selection. U for updates. Go to the description for news from KESI.
12.10. Window menu.
The window menu is visible only if a file is open. Press Alt plus W, then one of the following mnemonics, N for next document. The keyboard shortcut is Ctrl plus F6. P for previous document. The keyboard shortcut is Ctrl plus Shift plus F6. A list of the open documents follows.
12.11. Help menu.
Press Alt H, then one of the following mnemonics, G for registrar for reading status. F for file management status, S for settings status, O for open the manual, Q for quick reference, N for new features. A for about.